From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Conditions at the Army's Walter Reed Medical Center are just a symptom of wider problems at veterans' hospitals across the country. That's the conclusion of a House panel today after a six-hour hearing. The Washington Post uncovered decrepit housing and ineffective outpatient care there for hundreds of veterans of the Iraq and Afghan wars. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the father of one wounded Marine, and we'll speak with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. First, NPR's Guy Raz reports from the Pentagon.
On November 13, 2004, Staff Sergeant Daniel Shannon was on patrol in the Iraqi town of Habaniya. Shots rang out near the central mosque. Shannon was hit by a bullet that took out his eye and left shards of metal in his brain. He was flown to Walter Reed, and just 5 days after being shot in Iraq, officials at Walter Reed determined Staff Sergeant Shannon could be discharged into the outpatient facility.
Upon my discharge, hospital staff gave me a photocopied map of the installation and told me to go to the Malone House where I would live while an outpatient. I was extremely disoriented and wandered around while looking for someone to direct me to the Malone House, and eventually I found it.
Every few minutes during his testimony in front of the House Oversight Committee, Staff Sergeant Shannon, sitting straight in his crisp green uniform and wearing a black patch over his left eye, every few minutes he would pause and lose his train of thought and, out of frustration, tap his head forcefully with his forefinger. He was emotional. His testimony was the culmination of a 2-year battle waged against the Army's medical bureaucracy for proper treatment. Sitting next to Shannon, Annette McLeod, the wife of injured National Guardsman Wendell McLeod, recalled how Army bureaucrats told her husband he wouldn't be eligible for full disability. McLeod suffered brain damage as a result of an accident in Iraq, and the Army claimed he had a prior learning disability.
All I'm trying to do is have my life, the life that I had and that I know. My life was ripped apart the day that my husband was injured. But then having to live through the mess that we lived through at Walter Reed has been worse than anything I've ever sacrificed in my life.
McLeod testified that she'd brought all her complaints far up the chain of command and that they were simply ignored. The former commander of Walter Reed, Major General George Waitman, who was fired last week, apologized to the committee.
Secretary of Defense Gates, all of our Army leaders, and you have called this a failure of leadership. I agree. I was Walter Reed commander, and from what we see, with some soldiers' living conditions and the administrative challenges we faced in the complex medical board, physical evaluation board processes, it is clear mistakes were made, and I was in charge. We can't fail one of these soldiers or their families, not one, and we did.
The hearing left both Democrats and Republicans on the committee shocked and angry. Virginia Republican Tom Davis.
All the plaster and paint in the world won't cure a system that seems institutionally predisposed to treat wounded soldiers like inconveniences rather than heroes.
Committee Chairman, Massachusetts Democrat John Tierney, wondered whether the problems at Walter Reed were symptomatic of bigger Iraq-related decisions.
Is this just another horrific consequence of the terrible planning that went into our invasion of Iraq? Did the fact that our top civilian leaders predicted a short war where we'd be greeted as liberators lead to a lack of planning in terms of adequate resources and facilities devoted to the care of our wounded soldiers?
Later this week, another House committee is expected to take up the Walter Reed issue, as well as perhaps two Senate committees. The Pentagon and the White House are also conducting their own investigations. Meanwhile, the Army still hasn't lifted its restrictions on soldiers at Walter Reed from speaking to the media. Guy Raz, NPR News, the Pentagon.